Hi, y'all. It's Friday, November 29th, 2019, the day after Thanksgiving, and also it is known as Black Friday.
Woohoo!
Welcome to Windchill Time.
Yes, welcome to Windchill Time, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. This podcast is a non-technical, fun, informative way to learn about money, bitcoins, blockchain, and digital assets. Oh, and also crypto for busy parents and working folks who are curious about these new technologies. Today, myself and our guests talk about these evolutionary systems of money and what they do, y'all, because what part of your life does money not touch? And this podcast is not financial advice, and your reactions are your total and complete and absolute responsibility. Thanks again. Enjoy the show. So how you doing, Day?
You beat me to it because I was taking some notes. I'm doing good, a little frustrated over some physical air issues with our gas fireplace because apparently it's not designed to not have the pilot light on for months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It just basically just breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have to call for a service again.
Again.
Yes.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm feeling pretty good. Again, it's Black Friday. You know, we had a great meal yesterday. We had all the family over yesterday, and we had a great meal. Thank you for making an awesome Thanksgiving meal for everyone.
Only took 6 hours. I'm a little bit worried that the lentil will come crying down here any moment now, so I'm a little feeling anxious. That's how I'm feeling.
How you doing?
Let's get going.
All right, you preempted it.
So what's the Bitcoin at, Day?
So price of Bitcoin is $7,769.
Ooh,
and then when you convert that into sats, you divide the number one representing one dirty U.S. fiat dollar
mm-hmm.
by 0.00007769. And then you get
7769.
You get 12,871 sats per Ooh. U.S. dirty fiat dollar.
Sale starting to end.
Some people were making the joke that earlier this week, it was basically a Black Friday sale for Bitcoin because it went down to, I think, $6,500. It was down there for a really, really short period of time,
mm-hmm.
mainly around $6,700. So it's $1,000 up from where it was hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, a couple of good events that we'll just reiterate coming up. December 5th, we're going to Monroe Correctional Facility in Monroe. A visiting prison for Defy Ventures. So we'll tell you how that went. December 10th, we have the last community happy hour for the WTIA. And it will be from 4 p.m. on at the WTI office on 8th Avenue North. So come check that out. Enjoy some lovely food, snacks, and drinks. And then the final one is the National Bitcoin Conference coming up in Miami, January 15 through 17. So that's the big one coming up in January 2020.
Awesome. Thanks for doing the review on that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So this episode is going to be really, really short. Basically just the post-Thanksgiving Day, Black Friday. And to commemorate that, I was listening to the Laura Shin podcast, Unconfirmed.
Mm.
And it was the interview with Alex Edelman.
Oh,
and
nice.
So
Lolly.
He's got, yeah, Lolly. And so the Twitter handle is @trylolly.
Yeah.
And definitely a service and a company that I've had my eye on. They have a super fun, very interactive Twitter handle. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going back and forth on Twitter with Matt Sunter, the CTO there. So
yeah, they were all very, very engaging. So yeah, it's really exciting to see a company, a little team, a little startup making nice headways into the world where maybe Bitcoin is still really, really new and not, you know, picked up in big ways yet.
Yeah. Well, check them out.
We also have our other show, I'll put in the show notes, where we did the Lolly birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
This past summer. Yeah.
So that was pretty
fun. We're lucky to have Matt Case and a few other notable Seattle folks helping mm-hmm. us out, like Crypto Bly over at CoinMe.
Mm-hmm.
CoinMe also being a sponsor of this podcast.
Yay, sponsor!
Yes, sponsor.
CoinMe is one of the best on-ramps from cash to digital currency, including Bitcoin. So they have a partnership with Coinstar. You can find those green kiosks at your nearest grocery store, like Safeway here in the Pacific Northwest. I think they also have some other ones, Jewel Osco's in Chicago, etc. So you can use that to change your cash into Bitcoin. very quick and easy. They have private client services where you can talk to a human and transact and ask questions, and they have a whole host of other different services. Our other sponsor, since we're on sponsors, is the
WTIA.
Yep.
And you mentioned the happy hour earlier, so yeah.
They're the Washington Technology Industry Association, representing over 1,100 technology companies in the Pacific Northwest, creating one collective voice for policymakers, innovators, and investors.
Yeah, thanks to really appreciate the sponsors for making it so that we can do this podcast and do these stories. Let's share one or two things that we're thankful for. Want to do that?
Yeah, I'm thankful for so many things. I mean, you, this podcast, this community in the Pacific Northwest, the Bitcoin and blockchain community. I think the community part of it is one of the strong parts of why this industry is so interesting and so easy to learn about, because everyone's so helpful in helping you learn about different things. I'm thankful for our children. I can go on and on. Day, what are you thankful for?
Thankful for my health, and want to try and keep that going as I head into my twilight years.
Oh, dear.
But
50 is the new 30.
I hope so, somehow or another. I'm thankful for modern medicine because I'm able to keep my hair and not go bald early. Not that there is anything wrong with going bald as a male, but I'm thankful for that.
Hey, you gonna do that singing of the turkey song?
Yeah, I'll put that at the end of this quick show.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it was crazy, crazy cute. You recorded him while we were in the car doing family windshield time.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to the second season, which is going to be for us defined as the year 2020 for this podcast. Got a lot of awesome ideas that are in the works, and I've been kind of trying out some stuff here and there inside this show. Super excited to, finish out the year strong. We got about a month left, and make some stuff happen in 2020.
Yeah, I can't believe we launched
Bitcoin Pizza Day.
Launched this podcast when we were only 7 weeks pregnant. I mean, 7 weeks post-baby, having had the baby.
Exactly.
It's pretty crazy.
And then the halving is coming up next year.
The halving.
Yeah.
May 14th through 17th, whatever the date
somewhere
is, depending on
May.
Who you talk to.
Yeah, there's a lot of big stuff going on. Yeah, there's a lot of big stuff happening. And who knows, before the end of the year, we might see a big run up in the price, which will make it very exciting for everybody.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. We got already we got the offshoot, drinking, not driving, windshield time, that's, quickly on deck and getting ready to get released with the pilot episode that we did with the Matt Case here locally. All right. Yeah. So we'll just wrap it up with the song sung by the Lentil. And call it good. So
hope everyone had a great, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving again, yeah.
Happy, good, long weekend. Enjoy time with family and friends. Put down those devices and fatten up, buttercup.
Stack sats. Be nice to each other, y'all.
Together we rise. Bye.
Alpaca is my turkey and he's bad. There's Sandy's fine. Albuquerque is my turkey, and I'm awfully proud of that. Albuquerque is my turkey, and he's better than he's fine. Albuquerque is my turkey, and I'm awfully proud of that.
Hi, y'all. This is Alex from Charlotte. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guests or his hosts is to be taken as financial or legal or psychological or dietary advice, or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either A, the Securities and Exchange Commission of the United States of America, or B, independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening, you acknowledge that the hosts, Arian Day, and their guests are not financial advisors or legal scholars of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or zombie or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of the known universe are purely entirely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
Albuquerque, it's my turkey. Let's go back to the other students. Let's go back. Albuquerque, it's my turkey. And he's better than he's fine. Albuquerque, it's my turkey. And he, am I awfully proud of that?
Better.
That a dog or cat. Albuquerque is my turkey, and I'm awfully proud of that.